Nolte, Stephanopoulos reportedly apoplectic over Trump lawsuit settlement. By John Nolte on December 18, 2024. George Lollipop Guild Stephanopoulos is reportedly apoplectic and humiliated. Teehee, over Disney/ABC's settling Donald Trump's defamation lawsuit, which included a statement of regret from the serial-lying ABC News anchor. United States Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, is a rape victim, so to publicly shame her over her support for Trump during an appearance on ABC's This Week back in March. Stephanopoulos repeatedly lied with the utterly false claim Trump is a rapist. Even after Mace corrected him, an obviously angry and bitter Stephanopoulos kept repeating the rape lie. In the aftermath, Trump filed the no-brainer defamation suit. Last week, the far-left Disney company settled the suit for $16 million and a public apology. This came a day before the tiniest anchor was scheduled to sit down for a four-hour deposition. $15 million will go to Trump's presidential foundation and museum. The additional million is to cover Trump's attorney fees. Well, now, according to inside sources who talked to the New York Post, little man is angry, embarrassed, and defiant. Better still, the entire ABC newsroom is demoralized by this gut punch. ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos is apoplectic and humiliated by the network's decision to pay $16 million to settle a defamation lawsuit brought by President-elect Donald Trump, the Post has learned. Stephanopoulos, who claimed Trump had raped E. Jean Carroll during an interview with Republican lawmaker Nancy Mace, was particularly upset about being forced to apologize, a source with knowledge of the situation said. George is defiant, one source told the Post. Picturing Tiny Dancer as defiant immediately makes me think of midget wrestling. All these adjectives. Defiant. Humiliated. Apoplectic. Could use a curb to play handball. I think the word everyone is grasping for is snit. As in George Stephanopoulos isn't a snit. Only someone beside themselves and a snit would delete his Twitter account. Which is what Stephanopoulos did just after the settlement was announced. Much of the corporate media are also in a snit. Here's NBC's Chuck Todd describing the settlement as a gut punch that will make lying the job more difficult for reporters. Make our jobs more difficult? Huh? All we have to do is get it right and we have 100% protection. We in the media have an easy job, try being a firefighter or even a politician at chucktoddpick.twitter.com/gkrpgjkrmh. Greta Van Susteren, at Greta, December 17, 2024. Again, as I wrote yesterday, no one in the regime media is arguing for truth. What they are arguing for is the right to smear and defame without consequences. Will no one in the legacy media say, Stephanopoulos shouldn't have said that. He shouldn't have lied. He shouldn't have said Trump is guilty of rape when he's clearly not. George Stephanopoulos lied about Trump. He lied to the morons who still watch This Week. He flat out lied. And people like Chuck Todd are angry that he was held accountable for lying and was forced to apologize. This precedent would never anger a true journalist, one dedicated to telling the truth. But when you're a Chuck Todd who did this. And this. Of course, you see accountability as a gut punch. The corporate media's response to this lawsuit is the media revealing itself for who they really are. An institution that believes they have the right to smear and defame using outright lies without consequences. Just in case you're not familiar with the Lollipop League. Free for the holidays, an autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, to Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.